News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy is released in Irish cinemas today. But why is Bridget Jones beloved by so many? I'm joined now by Bethany Minnell, Sky Arts and Entertainment reporter. Bethany, I am among those who love Bridget just as she is. You like her too, don't you?
I absolutely do. And I think I've only just realised in the last few months when everybody is talking about the new film, how much everybody else does too. I mean, and how relevant she has been throughout most people's lives. You know, you kind of forget what a cultural impact she had right back from those first days in the mid-90s when she popped into The Independent in an anonymous column written by the author Helen Fielding, right up to the movies and the books. You know, she's a heroine of our time, many would say.
She kind of is. And that sort of time in the 90s where she was a singleton around London, and, you know, she was talking about smug marrieds, and even all the pressure that did exist at the time, whether we like it or whether we don't, you know, calorie counting, watching your weight. And I mean, you look at her, she was like in the movies, she never looks overweight at all to me. And yet she was obsessed. But that was reflective of an era and of how it was to sort of, as you know, some people would say, it was to be a woman at that time.
It really was. I mean, you look back to the early 2000s, the mid-90s, we're talking lads mags, heroin chic. Yeah. Everyone wanted to look like Kate Moss. There was a lot of pressure on people about the way they looked, particularly women, because there's always a focus on women's bodies and the way they look. And like you've just pulled out there, I mean, let's face it, Bridget Jones was written as a satire. If you read the book, you've got at the top of each page, you know, when she starts her diary, her calorie intake, yeah, and how much she weighs, you know, to the pound. You know, people who maybe kind of just read that on the surface could say, oh God, that's really bad, obsessing about women's weight. It's encouraging it. It really wasn't. It was simply documenting that it was something we were all obsessed with. But yeah, it reflected the times.
Yeah, I think it did. And I know that there are people who are still sniffy about her, about the weight, about her constant search for love and all of that, and that those are sort of anti-feminist positions. But I would consider myself an out-and-out feminist. There's something I love about her. I love her humour and her warmth and her sort of her humanity and her fact that she messes up all the time and is deeply flawed, which I think is also reflective of a lot of us.
It's her relatability, yeah, I think, and her authenticness that we all talk about and we all associate with on some level. That's why she's been around for 30 years, and this is a character we're still talking about. It's not by chance. And absolutely, she is a really strong character. You're completely missing the point if you think she's a clumsy ditz who's a bit daft. She's incredibly intelligent. Yes, she messes up. Yes, she misreads the room. Yes, she kind of messes up her speeches now and again and says the wrong thing. But she never actually sells out. If you actually kind of look at what the character does and the decisions she makes bad day-to-day decisions, but she never makes the big overall wrong one. She chooses her friends.
Yeah.
When it comes down to getting a man, yes, she wants to be happy and find a fella, but she never compromises her morals to get the guy.
Is it a modern day Pride and Prejudice?
It was, I mean, very much so. Helen Fielding absolutely says she took that, she took Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice and she used that as kind of her base of her script. But, you know, it's not plagiarism. She kind of took that and ran with it and clearly developed it. She used that as a jumping off point, brought it into the current times, and then used that to develop her character. It was a kind of way of her not actually writing Helen Fielding's diary, because I think that's kind of what she was asked to do as a journalist at the paper. And she said, not on your Nelly, I'm not writing about my personal life in intimate detail. So being a creative and being an author and a writer, she made up this fantastic character with the help of Jane Austen.
And well, and there is a bit of, just maybe lastly, but there is a kind of nice nostalgia to all this. Like, we've seen Bridget grow up, you know, we've seen her go through all, we're not going to have any spoilers about the film, obviously it only opens here tonight, but we've seen her go through lots of different life stages. And in the same way, we saw sort of the Hugh Grant character grow up and Colin Firth, we saw them all age along, she's kind of the same age as me, so a sort of along with ourselves. And I don't think we were necessarily put off by what we saw. There's kind of a little fondness and a nostalgia for our own, for many of us, our own youth. Now, it extends beyond that. I'm going to go and see it with my daughter. She loves it too. And she wasn't born when the first one came out. But there is some kind of a nostalgia piece here too, isn't there?
There's a hefty dollop of nostalgia here. You know, as you say, it's really comforting to watch characters grow as you do. Whatever age you are in comparison to them, you've grown up with them. So that's beautiful. And as you say, this film is very much, Bridget is in a different stage of her life. She's got different things going on. She's got different challenges. And so you kind of see her tackle those. And as for you saying you're going with your daughter, so many people are saying they're going with other generations.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, yes, your daughter may not be able to relate to the stage of her life Bridget Jones is at, but she will be able to relate to other things in the stories, because human nature is human nature. And there's different challenges that, you know, Gen Z have had to deal with, plenty of things that we didn't have to deal with back in the day. So I'm sure she'll pull out other things.
She loves Bridget. Like we've watched, and I think like many people, we've watched the other movies in the run up to this. And of course, I believe there's another nice water scene with a hot leading man in this one too, so there's a kind of a thematic thing goes through them all as well. Look, thank you so much this morning. That is Bethany Minnell, their Sky Arts and Entertainment reporter.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR
on News Talk.